B-Pod Studios.
All right, in case you missed it, Joel Embiid, according to Landry Shamet, he ate 4 chicken sandwiches, 4 fries, 4 milkshakes. Now, these milkshakes are they're milkshakes, because I know my little Anthony is a big fan of the Chick-fil-A milkshake.
A $5 shake.
No, but it's not $5.
Ah, Pulp Fiction reference.
Oh, yeah. No, I thought you were doing that. But it's because he gets the whatever. He gets the nuggets, the meal.
Right.
Daddy, give me a large shake. I go, you get the medium shake. And it's a thick shake. It's a real ice cream shake. He does 4 of them. Now, could you be a 4-for-4 man at Chick-fil-A?
No, because I would have some issues with the milkshake. I would not be in the studio.
Oh, you're lactose intolerant?
I can handle like maybe half of one before I need to start running. But if I did 4, you wouldn't see me the rest of the day.
Really?
I'd be living here till Monday.
Oh, man. All right. So you could. Okay. All right, let's forget the shakes then. Could you do. If you're going to forget the shakes, I'm going to add 2 chicken sandwiches. Could you do them be 6 and 2? 6 chicken sandwiches, 2 fries.
See, I could do the 4 chicken sandwiches easy. The 6, I'm trying to associate.
Now, remember, you're the guy we did the hot dog challenge
right,
with.
Right, and I
and you made up to 9.
I finished with 9. I also drank a lot before. Now, I'm completely sober because, you know, I'm here at work.
Right.
No beer in the belly. I could maybe do the 6 sandwiches, but then I'd be pushing it with the 2 fries.
Well, listen, it's not going to be easy.
Right.
You got to be in it. It's got to come up. Whatever it is, it's got to come up to a derivative of. All right. So if I go, you're not going to get 4-for-4 because of the shakes.
Yeah. I don't want to do that.
I think he did 2 fries, not 4 fries.
I think I could come close if I did the 6 and 2.
But see if you could do 6 and 2.
Gave us a very valiant effort.
I'd give a valiant effort at the 6 and 2.
All right. Now, here's the deal. We want to see this happen. So we're stuck. We're the only 2 people here. So if people want to drop. Now, what do? You do the spicy chicken sandwich?
Nah, I'll do the regular. No pickle. I'm out on the pickle. Number 1, no pickle. And not that grilled chicken crap. I need the fried.
Oh, you go with the fried chicken.
With no pickle.
All right.
Because they put the 2 pieces of the pickle on there. I don't like the pickle.
I don't do that. I do plain. I'm a plain spicy. That's all I do.
See, I could do the spicy.
But I just do plain.
But if I do 4 spicy chicken sandwiches.
No, you got to do 6.
If I did 6 spicy chicken sandwiches, we'd be having issues there, too.
Nah, come on, man. Now, we had a guy on hold who did, what, 72?
64 nuggets in 15 minutes, he told me.
64 Chick-fil-A. It's a Chick-fil-A challenge.
Yes.
Now, I'm getting killed because it's Good Friday. There's no
right.
No,
of course. I'm surprised Chick-fil-A's open.
Well, but again, you know, this is show business, man.
Yeah, no, but I'm surprised.
Not everybody observes that fit.
Well, they're closed on Sundays.
Okay, well, that's whatever. But
it's a holy
day.
You
have to be inclusive to everyone.
Yes. Well, they're not inclusive on Sundays.
All right. Well, I'm going to see if anybody wants to come in and give Andrew the Chick-fil-A challenge, or if you want to take the Chick-fil-A challenge right here in the studio. I need some grins, some company. We like to have some company today.
Yeah, it's literally you and me.
So I enjoy, I want to have, quite frankly, there's only 2 hours left in the show, or less than 2 hours, but like all the bosses are gone. There's like no one here. It's just Andrew and I. I want to have a party. I want to have a 6 party.
Somebody bringing some beers for
but
us?
Why is it that my first inclination when nobody's around is to have a party? Now, I'm a grown man. Like that should not happen. It's unbecoming, but being alone, it's just Andrew and I don't know. Right away, let's have a party. There's nobody in here. No, I shouldn't feel like that, Andrew.
Why not? There's something about going to work. It's like when you walked into school, right? And you had you saw the substitute teacher. And you're like, oh, yeah. We're going to screw around today.
But I'm a grown man. I should be a boss.
Every time I walk here.
I should be mature.
And there's no boss. I know I get to fool around a little bit today.
I know.
I was playing Papa Shot all morning.
Yo, you should.
Dunking on the Nets.
What do you think they do? They don't do anything. Seriously.
I hear you.
Play video games in there. Stop.
You want some Ben Simmons stats? I know you're not a big numbers guy, but there's a pretty average stat line that I need to tell you.
Go ahead.
You want to hear how average this guy is? According to Keith Pompey, Ben Simmons has 221 points, 115 rebounds, and 101 assists through 13 career playoff games. He joins average players Oscar Robertson and Magic Johnson as the only players in NBA history with at least 200 points, 100 rebounds, and 100 assists in their first 13 playoff games.
Wow.
It's pretty average.
That's awesome.
Oscar Robertson and Magic Johnson.
That's awesome.
And Ben.
That's really awesome.
Not Kobe, no Shaq, no LeBron.
That's impressive. I'm not a numbers guy. I hate to cite them.
Yeah, because sometimes you can finagle it. Like, there's the one that was out there last year that they had. It was LeBron, Jordan, Kobe, and Thaddeus Young. Like, right. The Indiana Pacers put up some sort of stat that was like, oh, people will average 12 points, 7 assists over this amount of time, and it was those four players. And Thaddeus Young is nowhere near those guys.
I agree.
But something like this is pretty cool.
I agree. Let's go to where are we at? Sean and Voorhees, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Sean.
Hey, guys. Good Friday. Hope you guys are having a good day today.
What's up, brother?
You know.
Great day.
That was an amazing game last night. Amazing. I mean, what does Mark Jackson say when the guy goes off like Ben Simmons' mama? There goes that man. I mean, think about that, man. Like, people hate on him for not having a shot. He put in the hook shot last night. Like, as sad as it is, like, how dominant he is without the shot. Like, that's, like, how good he is. And then thinking, like I said, like, how good he'll be with the shot.
Yeah,
even if he shot 25% from three, like, who cares?
Well, you forget the three. You don't even have to ever shoot a three. Just give a little bit. Let's just be honest in the mid-range inside the paint, right?
I mean, Tobias last night, I did not know he had 16 rebounds until the end of the game. I was like, wow.
Well, they needed him. Without Embiid, you know, he needed to come in strong there.
I mean, trust me, in the beginning of the game, I'm sitting there like, oh, my God, Greg Monroe. Oh, Lord.
I know.
Because it was just like they were grabbing every offensive rebound. I'm like, oh, my God, this is going to be a long game. And then I think that's when the other four were like, all right, we got to step up. Like, this is it. Like, we're going to lose this game if we don't step up. And I think I only had technically three. Mike Scott looked horrible last night on defense. Lord help us with that. And can't make an open three. I think he missed three open threes.
Yeah, I hear you.
Ennis with the turnovers. And can you please tell me why the hell Furkan is dressed and not Zaire Smith?
Yeah, I don't get that either. I agree with you there. I mean, I know he's a kid, but I trust him more. Sean, thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. I would trust him more. Kevin, Westchester, you're on 97.5. The Fanatic, Kev.
Hey, what's going on, Ant?
Yo, Kev.
So I got a Chick-fil-A challenge. I got Sixers points. So what do you, what would you like first?
Give me Sixers first, baby.
All right. I got really angry the last two callers talking about the allocation of Boban's minutes and, you know, all this other garbage. The what you saw the last two games, I think, is sort of the one pathway that leads them to out of the East and maybe even to winning the finals. And that it's got to happen on the back of some kind of meteoric rise from Ben Simmons because, you know, Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris are more of their known commodities more so than Simmons is. So if he can keep it up where he's aggressively scoring over 20 points a game and pushing triple doubles every night, just from a level of aggressiveness and getting to the foul line the way he has been, that's going to make them a really, really tough team for anyone to beat, including the Warriors, I think. So that's the only way it happens. It's not, it doesn't matter who's playing, you know, who's backing up Embiid when he ultimately comes back, because if he doesn't come back, it doesn't matter anyway. But it's really going to be about Simmons and what Simmons can do, because we don't know. We don't know if he can do this night in and night out, and that's what he is. You know, you think about guys like Dwayne Wade and Kawhi Leonard's another guy that, you know, they rise up in the playoffs, and that's, you know, he's got a chance to do it, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I love him. You know how I feel about him. So I love the kid. And last night did my heart well, man. Just watching him be aggressive and just play a great floor game.
Yeah, and I heard you guys, you know, as soon as I heard the words Chick-fil-A challenge, I knew I had to call in. So I did, I was challenged to eat 64 nuggets in an hour. I actually ended up eating them in about 15 minutes.
You did? 15? You ate 64 nuggets?
Yep.
In 15 minutes? Matt! Yep.
That's crazy.
Are you kidding me?
How do we get Chick-fil-A here?
What's that?
I said we need some Chick-fil-A here.
Now what's
Chick-fil-A? 64 nuggets. I mean, I felt pretty confident going in. I don't think any of my friends believe me, but I took down the first 40 or 50 in the first 10 minutes, and I was cruising, and, you know, I had to lay down for about an hour afterwards. But
I guess
after that, you know.
But you were good to go?
Yeah.
64.
I'm only, you know, about 175 pounds maybe, so.
Wow. That's just impressive, you know, dude.
Yeah. The worst part was I didn't have the stakes high enough. Like, all I got out of it was free Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, no, you need to do
like
more. Yeah.
$100 on it or something.
Yeah, exactly. But. No, I'm with you. That's good stuff, though. That's impressive, Kev. 64. Matt, 64.
That's wild.
Huh. That's pretty impressive.
When I was in high school, I camped out overnight with my friends to get free Chick-fil-A for a year.
You did?
Yeah, when it opened on the boulevard.
Come on. So what was it?
We got it.
You got free Chick-fil-A for a year?
Yeah, you camped out overnight on the boulevard.
And so what happened? You just had a voucher?
Yes, you got a year's worth of Chick-fil-A.
And how often did you go?
We would go all the time.
Get out of here.
I swear, we'd go after school
all the
time.
Well, that's a great story.
Yeah.
You were a free Chick-fil-A girl.
I know. I lied to my mother and told her I was sleeping at a friend's. It was bad.
And you stayed out all night?
We camped out at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, that's awesome. You got to tell Mike that story today.
I know.
That's a great story. Wow, check that out. Listen, Bet with the Best, the sports book that caters to the 4-for-4 fan. You know who that is? You know what that is. It's Parks Casino. The sports book at Parks Casino. That's right. Home of Cuz's Corner every week. We love hanging out. Cuz's Corner sports book. It's packed. It was packed last night. They got everything for you. All right. They have all the money lines and point spreads and the over unders and you name it. Parlays, whatever you want. Teasers, they have it all. It's a lot of fun. And all the guys were there watching the game last night. It was happening. When I left, it was already getting packed for everybody to watch the Sixers. They have the free Bet Slip Builder app that lets you plan out all your bets from anywhere with the latest odds. There's also kiosks throughout the casino where you can make your bets and print your tickets 24 hours a day. They also are hooked up with the Racine Sportsbook in Oaks. And that's right on 422, the Racine Sportsbook in South Philly. Packer Avenue. All three tickets. Cash your tickets. Same spot. A lot of fun. Go to Parks Casino. PA's number one casino. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Earlier today with Gargano and Mertidis.
I'm not telling you he's completely turned the corner, but my point, and it was my point yesterday, was that you could see growth in his game. Travel up 50,000 feet, all right? Go on a plane, look down and see the big picture. Yeah, he's still got warts. He's still got his shooting. Sometimes he's too tentative. But all that, they even played Hackabin. They played Hackabin on him. And after he misses the first two, he daggers four in a row. Take that. You want to hack me? Hack you.
That show recap was brought to you by Dietz and Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guide. With your chance to win great prizes just for eating delicious hoagies from the area's best Real Philly delis. Visit realphillydeli.com. Now, here are Anthony Gargano and Jason Mertedis.
All right. It's Anthony Gargano and Andrew Salchunas today.
Hello.
With Jason up in Cape Cod, hanging out with you guys. What a fun day, man. It was just crazy. I saw Tyrone. Tyrone and I, we bond over Ben.
I thought you were going to break his back at one point. You were so fired up. Give him a nice big hug.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is that, and again, this is not about being right. I gave up being right a long time ago. All right? Listen. The big thing you can do is, You follow this stuff enough, you give an educated opinion. You're not gonna bat a thousand. It's what it is. But if you really feel strongly about something, you gotta fight for what you believe. And just the idea of patience for growth. Patience for growth. And again, I'm looking at this more for, if you're a Sixer fan, don't be robbed of it. Don't be robbed because you're stubborn.
Enjoy it.
Right.
I mean, you could see him for 10 more years, right?
And so what? You're going to be upset because you thought that because he doesn't have a shot, he's not a point guard, or whatever other nonsense, bad argument that you've made. Just let it go. Just let it go. Let it go. See what Mike? Did Mikey miss? Could be a come up at two. You know what Mikey did? That whole Tiger thing. Let it go. It was obvious. I don't understand why he's getting any guff for it at all, because when you looked at him, he had the back issues. He looked completely shot. You know, sometimes you don't have a crystal ball. Guy makes a miraculous recovery. He starts getting his confidence back. And he wins the Masters. All right. Yeah,
it's deemed one of the greatest, if not the greatest, comebacks of all time.
Exactly.
And Mike catches flack for it.
And listen, Mike can fight his own battles, but I'm using Mike as an example where just put it down. If you're a Ben hater, just put it down. Let it go. This way you can now enjoy him and enjoy what he can do. And, you know, here's my biggest fear. Now, this is my biggest fear. I'm going to bare my soul to you, Andrew. My biggest fear is that they go on and beat the Nets like, you know, we all thought, and series is over in five. Then they play Toronto. And then he's got to play Kawhi. And Kawhi's given him trouble in the past.
10 turnovers that
right?
one game.
Kawhi's a great, probably the best defensive player. He's definitely the best two-way player in the entire league. And something happens, and Kawhi completely shuts Ben down. Sixers go on to lose the series to the Raptors. The matchup's not good, and they're out in the second round. And then what's going to happen is people will forget the growth, the glimpse into the future that you saw the last two games, and bury the kid again. All right?
Yeah.
That's my real fear. Now, don't you think that's realistic?
It is realistic. I still believe that they get eliminated in round two. Like, I still believe that. As much as it pains me to say it, because I'm having so much fun watching this team.
No, and there's a reason why. It's obvious. I mean, right. Look, the Toronto, the matchup, the whole thing, I get it.
But I'm not going to allow a 5-6-7-game series in which they lose, you know, determine my thoughts on Ben Simmons. It might determine my thoughts on the coach. It's possible, even though I do think the coach has done an okay job the last couple games, games two and games three. But it's not going to determine what I think about Ben. Like, if Kawhi shuts down Ben, Kawhi has shut down a lot of players in the NBA.
Yes. Yes.
Ben Simmons isn't going to be the first. He ain't going to be the last either.
Yes. So, but anyway, that's just my fear. It's my fear. Let's go to Damon. Oh, Damon. West Philly. Yo, Dame.
Yo, Aaron. Happy Good Friday, my
brother.
Happy
Good Friday Easter, my brother.
Thank you to you and your family as well. Listen, before I go to six, going back to Popeye Jones early in the show, did you guys know his son, I believe, was drafted to play professional hockey?
Hockey, yeah. Yes, I did.
Yeah,
I did know that. It is cool.
That's kind of cool.
He's got a similar Dudley look.
Yeah.
The look of a cretin and a killer.
Yeah, Popeye had those ears, too.
Right? He's got the cretin ears.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Yeah. He's like when you have a dream that you go to hell, he's what you see.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, man, I love this kid. I'm going to tell you why. And you touched upon, you use a great analogy of art, right? And everybody doesn't see it the same. But here's the thing. I'm an artist. I'm no artist. I like to see things evolve. In his second year, he's growing before our eyes. Okay, last night they did the hack of Ben. We know he missed the first two and he knocks out the next four. If you go back to game two, when he stole the ball, he went out of bounds and he retrieved it and went to make the layup, he actually positioned himself to get contact.
Yes.
So last year, yes. He wasn't doing that, cuz.
Great eye.
And so we have to embellish that. I think the problem that's going on, and I said this to Andrew, and you guys are kind of alluding to the next round. Everyone's still stuck in last year's second round against Boston with the 1-point game and then Brett's coaching, right? Brett said something last night. I don't know if Andrew can pull it up. He compared last year's team to this year's team. He said last year's team had to be wide open to take a shot. So this year's team doesn't have to do that. And I think that, yes, they want to finish off the Nets. We need Joe, all that good stuff. This team is growing, man. And I'm not so ready to say, give it to Toronto. This team is growing.
I'm not giving it to Toronto yet. I just expressed my fear.
I respect that.
Like, yes, it's
I
just do. My fear that, and it's really only because of Ben. Like, Ben, they lose Toronto and Ben doesn't play well, and then all of a sudden it's, see, stinks, you know, sure. and then the other ones come out, right? All the hate comes out.
Yeah, and see, let's go back to a guy, cuz, that you and I love. If he doesn't get hurt, we have five Hall of Famers in that team. Andrew Toney had to come off the bench for his first 2 years, right?
Yes.
And he's backing up Lionel Hollins. And he grew into this great, he used to frustrate me, but he grew into this great player. And again, we know Ben's not finished, but for the people who just want to harp on the jump shot, when he does develop that, you're going to miss all the other accolades, man. And I'm just saying, let's just ride and let this guy grow. And I, now that you state that, cuz, I am looking for the challenge between him and Kawhi. I want to see that growth to that next level.
Yeah.
So let's bring it on, man.
Again, I'm not telling you that he's going to fail at it, but there may be a growth that he may struggle, because that's just part of the growth process, right?
Absolutely.
But you know how it is. You might look at Mike. Mike needed to lose all those years to Detroit, make the runs and all that stuff.
To Boston, all that stuff. He had to work through. And that's where the patience comes in. But let's enjoy it, man. Let's enjoy it.
Because
real quick before I go.
Yeah.
I have a quick question. All right, Eagles. So this is what I like to see us do in the draft. I definitely want to go lineman, because we're going to need that defense to get off the field. And also, Carson has to play in the preseason. Would you agree?
Does he have to play in the preseason? I would hope he has to play and get. I don't want to see like last year where, I want to see him get some game action. I would agree with that. I mean, we're in April. We still got a ways to go. So I'm hoping he'll be fine for it.
Sounds good, but I like to take that defensive player, man, just to show up that defense and a linebacker and a running back down the line. Those first four picks.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they trade out of it.
Okay,
out of the first round.
Okay. Well, I know you'll be able to talk about it next week, man. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, brother. You too, man. Always a pleasure, Dame. Let's go to Zach. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Zach not around. DJ, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. DJ.
Hey, cuz, long time listener.
What's up, brother? What's happened? Thanks, buddy.
I got to be honest with you. This Embiid thing, I don't know if I'm out of line, but it really pisses me off.
What are you upset at?
The organization, they invested, $150 million into him before he played, 82 games. So I think what comes with that on his part is to take his health more serious. And the fans like myself and you, we're investing time and energy. And if he can't go, you know, if he starts to crumble at 25, like, this whole thing's gone.
No, listen, you're right. And how he treats his body, and that's all real. I think you're right about that, DJ. And
yeah,
somebody's got to reach him within the organization. Like, listen, dude, we love you. We love your zeal. We love your zest. You want to take the bite out of the apple? Great. And I'm not telling you shouldn't. Just watch yourself. That's all.
Yeah.
Watch yourself and take your
personality.
Right.
I'm just saying, after game one, you said it right. He can really be a spoiled brat sometimes.
And I just think with Joe, he's so good. He's so talented that he just needs to grow up a little bit.
Now, do you think that there comes an issue, too, since the organization, like, do you think that he has a little too much power right now over everybody where he can just, you know, he can just do whatever he wants and say, like, bleep you?
Well, I mean, listen, how's he different than any other NBA superstar?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, James Harden, Paul George. I mean, if you're that good, who's going to tell you otherwise? Like, nobody's going to. No, it's not about admonishment, right? It's about reaching him in a positive manner. Like, yo, dude, like, let's work on this thing so you could be great forever. You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, real quick, can I do my top three shows all time?
Yeah, sure. I didn't even get to the five. Yeah, go for it, baby.
Yeah, I got Game of Thrones 1, True Detective Season 1, 2.
I love True Detective Season 1.
The Wire and Breaking Bad, I can't decide. Those are tied third.
So let me ask you a question. The first episode of Thrones, I know it's a setup episode, but I didn't see it yet. Is it great? Because I heard it was like, well,
No, you know what I think it is? It wasn't bad, but I think the show is just on such a high level. It's kind of like when LeBron goes for 30 and 10, you're just like, you know, whatever.
That's a good analogy.
It wasn't horrible, but I think, like, another show, if it was another show, people would be like, oh, that was awesome. There were some things. But I think, I mean, it's the first episode of the last season. It's kind of, you have to have a little setup.
And you also need to get people, you haven't been on the air in 2 years, so you got to get people up to speed a little bit, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, what they've done with that show, like, I'm a big nerd, but even if you're not a nerd, like, my dad, he's like the anti-me. He's like the anti-me, and he's like, oh, I don't do any video games or any of that. And he freaking loves that show.
That's awesome, brother. That's a great call by you, DJ. Thanks, buddy. That's cool. Because I'm a big nerd, but even my father likes the show. That's my kind of dude.
That is your kind of dude.
I like that.
Can I say something that kind of bothers me?
Oh, no. JMB related?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
This kind of bothers me. And you can yell.
It goes beyond Chick-fil-A?
You can yell at me all you want.
Uh-huh.
This is from Rich Hoffman. He's at practice today.
Oh, yes.
Joel Embiid is shooting around in slippers.
Huh.
I have a pair of moccasins, and I can tell you one thing. They hurt my knees.
It's not the first time he's done that.
Yeah, I know it's not the first time he's done it. And, you know, the tendonitis in the knee.
Okay, here's the thing I don't understand. You have a fortune tied up into this player.
Uh-huh.
You have the best sports science people that money can buy, right?
Yeah.
Why aren't they running out and going, dude, put on a sneaker?
Now, I don't know if he's actually taking jump shots or maybe he's just shooting free throws.
Whatever.
Put the damn sneakers on.
Whatever. I agree. I don't understand.
You just missed a playoff game because your knee hurts.
I don't understand. I don't know how that's good because you're right. Walking around in slippers is not good when you're trying to do something athletic, even if you're just shooting.
Come on, man. Like, come on.
See, sometimes he's... You know, it's funny because Simmons gets the, like, spoiled rap, but in truth, you know, Joe's the more spoiled player.
Listen, man, You can eat 4 chicken sandwiches and 4 milkshakes. God bless you. But the thing that's holding you back is your knee. All right?
I know.
Sneakers help your knee in certain situations.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. I feel you.
I'm sorry, it's bothering me.
No, and you're right to bring it up.
I rolled my eyes yesterday when he did not play.
I agree with you. You can't be walking around in slippers.
And now this is happening.
Like, I love him. Like, we all love him. He's a talented player. Just protect yourself. Don't be stupid.
Like, it's not that hard. You need me to tie it? I'll drive over to the practice facility
and
tie your damn sneakers for you.
Yeah. No, I hear you, man. I hear you. 610-632-0975. Have you ever slept out for anything, Andrew?
No, I never did that. I never did the Madden thing. I never did the Jordan sneakers.
I'm a for concert.
That's the only thing I've ever done it for was Chick-fil-A.
No way. The only thing that you've ever slept out. I figured it was a thing.
No.
So
no, I've never done it.
The only thing you've ever slept out is for Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, my friends and I thought it would be really funny.
Well, yeah, it was a great story.
Here it is 15
years later.
Yeah, here it is.
You're able to use it as a radio bit. That's pretty impressive. Tyrone, what's he doing with slippers, Tyrone? Where you at? Ty guy, get him some slippers.
Here he comes.
What are you doing? Get his sneakers on.
Hey, man, I'm not a sports. I'm not a physician. I don't know if that's true. Just because you guys decided that arbitrarily, I don't know if slippers are bad. I don't know if that's true. I'm not a doctor.
Listen,
you guys just made that up. I'm not an orthopedist either. That's what I mean. I don't know if that's true.
But Ty, let me ask you a question.
There's doctors there. I assume the doctors know.
But I don't think
it's true that just slippers make your knees go bad.
Okay,
I don't believe that.
Forget about knees go bad. But look, just knowing that you have worn slippers.
Yeah.
On the basketball court, like, don't you? I don't know. To me, a million things could go wrong.
When you're
setting the shoot and you set your feet and you're on slippers and you're wearing slippers, you don't think that there's?
I don't know. Are there grips in the bottom of those slippers?
What kind? That's what
we got the slippers.
What kind of slippers were they? Bunny rabbit slippers?
The UGG slippers.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I don't think
that makes it better.
Unless a doctor, a person who like knows stuff, tells me it's bad for the knee.
I forget about the knee. Forget about anything. Let me ask you a question. Do you want your star, the kid you love, right? We love him. Do you want him shooting around in slippers?
Nah, I prefer if he's not in slippers.
All right, that's all I'm saying.
Right, but I don't know, but I'm not a doctor.
Oh, come on.
If the doctor told me it's fine, then it's fine.
Okay.
I go by the doctors.
Listen, I'm not a doctor either, but if I stab my eyeballs with scissors, it's not a good thing.
Well, if you think that that's the same, that's fine. Eyeball with slippers and slippers. All right, there you go. I don't know what to say. I don't think
that's
the same thing.
You know it sounds bad.
It sounds bad, but I don't know if it is bad. Some people say you run, you should wear barefoot. Barefoot's better. Some people say you should have a supported ankle. It depends on which doctor you talk to.
Come on, dude. I mean, UGG slipper on a basketball court.
I would prefer if he had sneakers.
That's all I'm saying.
I would prefer if he had sneakers.
That's all I'm saying. That's it. Let's talk later about Ben.
All right.
We bond over Ben. I love him, B, too. I do. I love him. You know I do. I'm not criticizing him.
No, I don't care if people criticize him. I don't know if it's actually bad or just bad perception. Because I'm not a doctor.
It's not about perception. I mean, you're smart. You're smart.
He's shooting threes, by the way. We have video of him jumping in the slippers.
He is jumping.
They have grips on the bottom. I know exactly what slippers they are. Just an FYI. So it's not like they're like sliding.
Don't defend the slippers, Natalie.
I'm just saying.
I mean, we're talking slippers. We're talking slippers. Even AI goes put the sneakers on.
Slippers.
Yeah, put the sneakers on. Let me tell you about the uncle's side. See, that's what your uncle would say to you, Ty. Your uncle would say, "Don't shoot around with the slippers on." Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul over at Family Crest and Dodge Ram. That's what they tell you. Don't mess around, all right? Whether the knee, the ankle, whatever it is, take off the Uggs. and put the sneakers on. And by the way, come on by to Family Crusher Dodge Jeep Ram and save 30% on a new off of MSRP on a new truck, van, or Jeep. That savings as much as 15 grand from Philadelphia's original Jeep dealer. Family, proud to be family owned and family operated for three generations. Only a family get the lowest prices. That's right. Oil change, state inspection, loaner cards, no charge. A family buying experience, always fun, fast, and friendly. The best service after the sale. Come on down to Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Just remember, see the uncles, Greg and Paul, and they'll tell you you're more than a customer. Indeed, family. Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall online anytime at familyautos.com. See the uncles for details. Natalie.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Kicking ass and taking names. Gave us a very valiant effort.
Get excited!
Hello. Hello.
All right, 12:54. Don't forget, Mikey Miss is coming up at 2 o'clock. I gotta tell you, because we're having fun 12 to 6 is all day. In case you missed the story, the Kate Smith statue, there's a curtain over it. It has come out that she has sang racist songs. Now, I heard, Ty, you played it for me.
Yeah.
That was one of the worst. There was one of the worst things I've ever heard. It's horrible. It was outrageous.
I thought,
Lord.
When I heard the story, Mike mentioned it towards the end of the program yesterday. And I hadn't heard the songs. I'd only seen the lyrics in print. So, I thought it was going to be very hard to find the songs. It was not hard to find the songs at all. And second of all, I thought there would be some context to explain the songs. Like, maybe it wasn't racist then. It's racist now. Because the world changes for the better.
Right. There's a thing with... No, there's no shoes.
This one, though...
That was... I mean, there is no, well, that's the times. There, none of that. There's no context issues. These songs were nasty. They were flaming racists.
Yeah, so I don't know if Mike's going to want me to play them. Mike is much better to handle this conversation than I am as far as handling it with tact.
Yeah.
But I was shocked.
No, dude, I was shocked too. I didn't hear of the song. I heard the story, and I saw the picture of the statue and covered in a black curtain. And I just said to Andrew, you know, take it to the dump or put it in a bagster, right?
Yeah.
So then you played the song. I was like, oh my Lord, those two songs. Oh,
that was
make your blood run cold.
And what's funny is I then started to search other singers from her era to see if they had similar songs. By and large,
nope,
they didn't.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just a product
right,
of the times.
Yeah, exactly.
It seems like she went out of her way to sing these.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about something that we like.
Ben Simmons?
Yes. Dude, how great he was. Outrageous.
He was. That was his so far, and he's only 22. He's got a lot of work to still do going forward. Up to this point, that was the best game of his career.
Damn straight, man.
He comes out.
No, here's the thing. Like, there's no Joe, and he asserted himself. He took control. That's everything with him is about taking control, being aggressive. That's it. When he's aggressive and takes control, you get last night.
Yeah, and I think it transfers to why he was so confident at the foul line, because once he gets aggressive, his mind clicks in, and then the great players are going to make the shots when they need them.
Yeah.
They try to hack a Ben. He misses the first two. Probably was caught off guard. Then he realized what they were going to do. Makes two again. And the fake play where the fake dribble handoff and then the dunk, that broke their back. Game was over at that moment.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny. I'm watching him play last night, and I'm looking at him, and my cousin and I were talking about this. You know what he reminds me of? He's like, it really is, like, you know, forget about the LeBron's the king, but he really is a prince. Like, you look at him, and he's got the same, like, he gets a little bratty at times. Mike used that word, bratty, whatever. But he's regal. You know, there is something, he's special. He knows he's special, but he's a special player.
He is, and if Embiid's number one job is nutrition in the offseason, Ben has, in a way, a tougher job. He has to come back next season better than Embiid. Because then they can win a title next year.
Agreed.
Like, he has to, whatever he has to do this summer.
I agree.
Embiid, you worry about your nutrition and your body. Ben, yours is harder. Because Joel could just talk to a specialist and listen to a doctor. Listen to doctors and follow along.
Yeah.
Ben, you see how good this big man is? Next season, you have to bottle all this up and all the warts and all the successes going to have the rest of the way.
Yeah.
Bottle this and come back better than that big man.
Well, here's the thing. That is one thing about him. Now, he works, but he needs to work harder.
He might not know how to work yet.
Because there's some talk about this, about how he approaches things, and he needs to bust it this summer.
Yeah, and that's where it's almost like if Embiid could take care of his body the way Ben does, but Ben can improve his game the way Joel does, you get a perfect player.
Yeah.
Because Joel comes back every year with something new.
I agree. And I agree. Now, what about Brett? Now, Brett, I thought Brett yesterday, because without Joe, you really need Tobias to get off early. You got to get him confident. You got to get him in the flow. He's got to get shots. Too often, Tobias doesn't get enough shots early.
He covetons them. He kind of treats him like Covington. Oh, the ball gets you. And when you're wide open, you make that three.
And it's bad. He needs to touch the ball early.
It was better. The only thing I disagree with is I think he overused Greg Monroe. Outside of that,
I agree.
I don't understand.
I would have bolded in there a little
bit. Yeah, and I'm not a big, like, I joke about, you know, Bolden being in Club Tyrone. Even if he fouls out, then go to Greg Monroe.
Yes.
But go with the guy who can switch on those pick and rolls. And, yeah, again, even if he's fouling, so what?
Yes,
because,
I agree.
Because you're going to play Boban some. And then you come back with Greg Monroe if you need him. I think, other than that, fantastic from Brett.
Yeah. And you know what? By the way, if people are on the fence, too, about Jimmy Butler, just watch the games. Watch games 2 and 3. Forget about the 35 in game 1. 2 and 3. Anytime that game was in peril and there was starting to be a little bit of a run, who came down and took the shot right away to quell the run?
It was him every time. And look at his defense, not just on the ball, his off-the-ball defense, getting in lanes and stuff.
Yeah, man.
Those guys, a couple of them, LaVert had a good game. The other two didn't.
No.
The other two didn't.
Well, you know what's funny? If you look at that Nets team, first of all, I hate that team.
I do, too.
I just hate them. I hate them. What's it called? It's a Creighton and D'Angelo Russell. I liked him in college. Like, I actually wanted D'Angelo Russell.
I liked him in college as well.
To draft. I like him. However, he's such a hero ball guy. All he does, my cousin pointed this out, it's true. He's not a great athlete. Like, Ben could shut him down easily because he's not a great athlete. He's a volume shooter is what he is.
And his DNA, what he pulled with Nick Young, says something about his DNA.
I agree. I hate to say it.
And we were all that age, and we all did dumb things.
You don't drop dimes like that.
None of us did that.
No.
None of us did that. Something in his DNA that says he can get you a butt so far.
By the way, give me D'Angelo Russell's doppelganger. And here's the hint. Movie, Ice Cube. All right? Here's your hint. Think about it.
He's on my Mike Epps.
Think about it. Think about the movie.
About Cuba Gooding?
No. No. Think about it. You're close. You're close. Think about his hair, too. He's a dead ringer.
No, I don't have it.
The doppelganger. Think about it, I'll tell you. Right. It's 1 o'clock. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We are a
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot. Damn hot.
What are you doing, man?
Fired a little too early.
Yeah, I forgot we got this Bring the Heat thing.
You ready for it?
Not really, but...
A lot of excited Sixers fans checking.
Well, I'm in on that. I mean, before you get to that, don't forget the Mikey Mish show comes up at 2. We like to preview our... We're keeping in the family here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.